This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5 SRP, with the latest news from AHARS. There are problems with the AHARS website again. I've had reports from some members when they try to get to the website and look at the calendar, they're getting a version of the website from 2020. Barry and Paul are looking into the problem. Last week, I sent the latest calendar out in a mass email, and if you did not get this, I do not have your current email address. I've had complaints about the Ann Jolly Hall at Crafers is too far away for our members to go. After all, we used to be called the Blackwood Radio Club, didn't we? I have been sent details of two other halls in our area by the council, and AHARS has used both of these in the past. One is now not suitable as our membership has grown to more than double what it was when we used these venues, and the facilities are primitive. The other we are visiting next Tuesday to see if it is suitable. At the July the 15th general meeting, Dean, VK5LB, introduced us to his latest toy, a Hack RF. Pity the weather was so bad. We only had about half our usual attendees at the general meeting. On August the 19th, we have four fellows from AREG who took part in the A35JT Tonga expedition, telling us a great story. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 23rd of July. These lunches are booked for noon at the Blackwood RSL. If you wish to attend the lunch, you should book with the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email to rslbwwod@bigpond.com. This makes catering easier for them. We're going back to the shack on Saturday the 31st of January for a brunch. The starting time will be 10 a.m. Please email Pat at patstore@adam.com.au to book your place at this event. And the email is patstorr@adam.com.au. The menu will be fruit and cereal, toast, bacon and eggs, pancakes and tea and coffee, and the price is $5 per person. The AHARS shirts are ready and Pat has delivered some of them at coffee mornings and at recent general meetings. If you cannot collect them at the meeting, please email Pat to make other arrangements. patstore@adam.com.au. The Ironstone range site has been down off and on due to insufficient battery power. We have been given some big batteries, and with some other additions, we should soon have sufficient 12-volt power to keep the site running all the time. Barry is still looking for people to help assemble the PCBs for this project. The only stipulation is you must be able to work with very small surface mount components. Contact Barry if you think you can help with this project. Keep an eye on your emails and an ear on the Sunday broadcast to find out what AHARS is planning for 2021. My email address for this month is still philstore@adam.com.au. That's all for this week, 73.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Now, next Friday's meeting, the 23rd of July, will be a club visit to the South Australian Sea Rescue Squadron, which is located at Barku Road, West Beach. Now, this meeting time is different to normal. It's 6 p.m, much earlier than we usually meet. And we will be leaving in convoy from our club rooms at Capulet Crescent, Modbury West, at 5 p.m. So get along to join the convoy and go down to the Sea Rescue Squadron at West Beach. And I believe Tony is going to be running the F Troop Net on the move. So when we get down there, we'll be able to see the radio command communications vehicle and the operations room and see how they conduct emergency operations at sea. So that's next Friday, the 23rd of July, the visit to the South Australian Sea Rescue Squadron at Barku Road, West Beach. And this month, July, has got five Fridays in it. And of course that means we'll be going out for lunch on Friday the 30th of July. Now this is going to be a Christmas in July, and the lunch will be at the Bombay Bicycle Club. And it's $25 a head for a three-course meal. And there's a limit of 25 attending this function. So if you're interested in coming along, then please send me an email. And my address is vk5kld@adam.com.au. So it should be good for Christmas in July at the Bombay Bicycle Club on Friday the 30th of July. But yeah, just a word of warning, at the intersection where it is at the Torrens Road and Churchill Road, there's currently lots of roadworks, so you'll have to be careful getting into the car park at the Bombay Bicycle Club. So anyway, it should be a good lunch. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you keep warm and dry and stay safe. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. The PMD Race Products Forest Sprint held last weekend was a roaring success from the South East Radio Group's perspective. The Saturday portion did not affect us, but our presence was required for the Sunday, and we had a dozen or so operators in the field. With 23 competitors, a 000 car, a 00 car, and a 0 car heading the field, and a sweep vehicle and two recovery vehicles following up at the rear, all points were kept very busy calling in arrival and departure times to race control back at SEAC Park. There were a number of retirements due to mechanical failures, and one car hit a tree but was able to continue with only the driver's pride and the car dented a bit. All of the surge operators did an excellent job, and race control was kept very busy noting down all the information that was passed. The officials from Adelaide were very happy with our efforts, apparently, so well done to all who helped on the day. Our next major activity will be our annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships on the weekend of September 18th and 19th. For the latest information on that, go to serg.org.au and click on the Convention 2021 heading on the left of the page. Then we have, subject to COVID-19, the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb from Friday the 29th of October to Sunday the 31st of October inclusive. This is always a great weekend of racing, and although it stretches our resources almost to the limit and is a very full-on and tiring event, we always get great satisfaction from being able to play a major part in helping it to run efficiently. Fingers crossed it will go ahead this year as planned. That brings us up to date for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say, 73 from Surge.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning. This is Steph, VK5 Hotel Sierra X-Ray, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. This Thursday night will be the general meeting night, commencing at 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms. Members and guests are most welcome. The club rooms will be open from 7 p.m. and are located at the Seaford Meadows Scout Hall, 11 Railway Road, Seaford. The following Thursday, being a fifth Thursday of the month, we'll be holding our usual dinner, commencing at 6 p.m. at the Aussie Inn. Places are limited to 20, so if you wish your name to be put down on the list, contact Barry, VK5KBJ, to get your name on. Well, that's it from me, from Steph, VK5 Hotel Sierra X-Ray, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.